Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen and reigning and returning Redeemer on this Friday morning. It is my joy to greet you all on this 10th day of our reset journey. We are 10 days into our 40-day consecrated time of prayer and fasting. As we continue to seek the face, the voice, the will of God, in our own personal lives, in the lives of those around us, in the lives of those that are brothers and sisters in the kingdom of Christ, and in the entire nation and this world, I greet you all on this day as we welcome all who join us on our prayer line. I want you to help me remind people that it's never too late to join in. Even if you don't make the whole 40 days, even if you don't do all the fasting that everyone else does, this is a personal journey and a personal call. And I just believe that anyone who listens to the voice of God will always hear God's voice coming closer. Come closer, draw nearer. And I'm grateful for all of you who've heard that voice, who've heeded that call, who answers God's commission to turn down our plates, turn off our televisions, get our lives set and straight. Listen, y'all, if you continue to see some of the news, I've had to shut it off, but I get reports here and there. I see the dark days that are coming. We know what this administration is about, how he's trying to freeze government funding, how many people are being laid off, how anything that doesn't align with his priority or agenda is now being threatened, how this president's evil responded, how this president, evil and evil and evil, has responded to a prayer for compassion. Today, I want to thank God for reminding us in our devotion of our commandment to be compassionate to others. And it reminds me that although I'm a citizen of the United States, I'm also a citizen of the kingdom of Christ. And I live under a different executive order. I live under an executive order to love those who hate me. We live under an executive order to pray for those who think differently than us. We live under an executive order to be compassionate. And I've made a decision this morning that Donald Trump may be our president, but he is not my king. And I do not have to live under those federal mandates that he does. We live under different orders. And while the White House may be sweeping, may be spewing evil and hatred, the body of Christ must rise up with the love of Jesus Christ. Today, I want you to hear the commandment of your true King. By this will all people know you are my disciples when you have loved one another. That we are called to live out the love of Jesus Christ. And that's what this fast is seeking to do, to not only give you clarity on decisions, to not only reconnect you in intimate ways with God, but to enable us to deepen our capacity to fight this darkness of evil and hate that is sweeping through our land with the uncompromised, unfailing, unshakable love of Jesus the Christ. That today I refuse to let evil and hatred and fear and anger rise up in me because of who sits in 1600. Y'all, we are fighting against principalities and powers. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are fighting against strongholds and demons, and we must stand firm in the word of God and in the love of Jesus Christ, whereby we can stand. We stand against the Antichrist. We stand against the Babylonian forces. We stand against the evil and the darkness. We stand in the light of Jesus Christ and refuse to be pulled into anything that does not exemplify the God that is within us. Oh God, on this 10th day, we bow before you, Lord. And we come as always, thanking you for another day that mercy has brought our way. Thank you, gracious, loving Father God, that woke me up on the 10th, woke us up on the 10th day of continuing to try, Lord, that our heart's desire, that our mind's eye, that the vision of this day begins with drawing closer to you, that whatever else I've got to do today for work, whatever else, family, whatever personal items, whatever business is before me, none of it takes greater priority, oh God, for us than saying, Lord, we want to draw close to you. Draw me nearer, nearer. Blessed, nearer, blessed Lord, is our prayer on this Friday morning. Gracious Lord, my Father God, as we make our steps into this world that is ever changing around us. Oh, how right the hymnist was when the hymnist said, time is filled with swift transition. Already, Lord, within 73 days into this first year, our world has been shaken. Lord, the platforms of equity and justice and kindness and humanity and compassion that defined us as a nation have already been shaken to its core. Today, oh gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray that you will continue to raise up soldiers, brothers and sisters in Christ who fight that good fight of Christ daily. Fight that fight in your mind today. Fight that fight in your heart today, that I will not allow the fear and the anxiety and the anger and the frustration to dominate my life today. Gracious Lord, Father God, today I choose to live in the love and the peace of God that can only be found in you, Christ Jesus. Today we trust in the Lord with all our heart. Today we lean not to our own understanding. Today we acknowledge him in all our ways. And we believe that he will direct our path as we come this morning. Today, I want to lift up a special prayer and ask you to intercede with me on this prayer line. I want to pray for those whose jobs are being threatened by this administration. I want to continue to pray for those who spent their life fighting for equity, for leveling the playing field, for waking us up to justice and mercy. What does the Lord require of them, O man or woman, but to love your neighbor, to seek justice, and to walk humbly with your God? That's what God commands us, Donald Trump. Hallelujah. And I speak it over your life today. God demands that we seek justice and walk humbly and love mercy and compassion today. Oh, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray for those whose jobs are in jeopardy. Lord, I'm asking a covering for those whose families are now being threatened by this mass deportation and these arrests. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, let us not fail to be compassionate. It may not affect my family, but all of us know someone's family who is worried, some children who are prayerful, some parents who don't know what the future will hold. And Lord, gracious Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus and by the blood shed on the cross of Calvary, we pray your covering upon them today. We pray, gracious Lord, Father God, that you grant them wisdom. Lord, that you give them preparation for what they must do, that you will rise up those within this nation who would defend, protect, and love the immigrant, the stranger, the foreigner, those who battle the stereotypes and the lies that are the lies that they are drug dealers and murderers, God. Gracious Lord, Father God, we pray that you would allow us to use our voices as advocates of compassion without fear. The only way to fight this is to speak out aloud and to let the devil know you have no victory through me today, that I am unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we are not fearful Christians. But those who use our conversation, our voices, our resources to help and bless other people, we can win this battle one act of love at a time. Today, I want to pray for those who stand at the crossroad for difficult decisions. Somebody on this line, you may have a difficult medical decision in front of you about what direction to take. And I'm praying that God would grant you the wisdom and the peace. Today, we want to pray for those that are battling all types of illness and disease, from congestive heart failure to kidney infections to liver disease oh, gracious Lord, Father God, oh, to cancer, to dementia, to Alzheimer's, Lord. I lift up before you caregivers and those standing in the gap to love those who are struggling in body and mind today. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I want to pray for the son or that daughter whose parent is battling Alzheimer's. I want to pray, oh gracious, loving Father God, for that family learning to love and care for a loved one with dementia. I want to pray today, oh God, for parents whose heart and minds have increased in love as they care for children with special needs. Gracious Lord and Father God, I thank you for allowing them to look in the eye of their son or their daughter and believe that this is a child fearfully and wonderfully made. To believe, oh Lord, that child will rise above stereotypes and statistics. To believe, oh God, that in love and in wisdom and patience, that they can nurture and guide that child to be successful and productive in life today. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray for your children, for our children who are fearfully and wonderfully made, who are made in a special way, who see life differently, who learn in different ways. God, today I thank you. I thank you for all those children in that category of special needs. And I thank you for the men and women who are called and created with skill sets and hearts that are kind and compassionate to educate them, to love on them, to train them. Today, Lord, I pray for special needs educators, special needs counselors, special needs physicians. God, that you would continue to remind them that this call is the call of the Lord on their life, that you created them to be kind and compassionate to these children among us. God, allow our eyes to see those who are in need and to be kind and compassionate. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I thank you that this is the call and assignment we have on our lives. And today, oh God, we seek to live out as we live out the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you, oh God, for day 10. Thank you, oh God, for this journey. Thank you, oh God, for this call. Thank you, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for consecrating us. Thank you for showing us what it feels like to be serious about you, to be dead serious about our walk with God, to put you first, oh gracious Lord, and to make being a disciple the primary agenda of our day. Thank you, oh precious Lord, for consecrated hearts. Thank you, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for renewed minds. Thank you, oh God, for cleansed spirits. Thank you for giving us a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. Once again, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we love you and we thank you. And now we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come into the hearts and the minds of all of us who gather on this line today, that we might live out that love of Jesus Christ, and that we might know the power of changing the world in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus who conquered all sin and disease, in the name of Jesus who turned the world upside down with his love and his sacrifice, in the name of Jesus who cast out evil demons, in the name of Jesus who restored humanity to those who have been rejected by society, in the name of Jesus who heard the plea and the cry of those standing on the side of the road saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." In the name of Jesus who saw the masses hungering and told his disciples, "You feed them," in the name of Jesus, oh God. We stand against every demonic stronghold, every weapon formed against us, every evil spirit, every demonic device, and we claim that we are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ, the Savior. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give you thanks and tackle this date with victory in our hearts, sticking it in our eyes. In Jesus' name, we do pray, and the redeemed of God who love God said, Amen, amen, and amen. This is Pastor Hawley of Open Door Sanctuary, and I love you with the love of Jesus. I'm praying for your victory today and your day 10. Remind people, brothers and sisters, that we'll be right back here tomorrow by the grace and the power and the peace of God, that our prayers are always recorded for the opportunity for those who want to go back and listen, share, and join in again. But until then, until we meet tomorrow, may God give you victory on today in Jesus' name. Have a blessed, a beautiful, wonderful day, everybody. See you all at 7 a.m. tomorrow on this prayer line.